a song we know well here at 92.1 WGHN. Your home for the Michigan State Spartans and the Spartan Media Network, the voice of MSU basketball. We say hello to Will Thiemann this morning. Hello, Will. How are you?
Well, Mary Ellen, I'm really good, and I'm hearing that there's snow back home.
Jeez, it's awful. Yeah. I had whiteout conditions this morning, and there's school closings, and maybe 7 inches by the time it's all over with. So, yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what we're up to down here in Charlotte, North Carolina. The last walkthrough the Michigan State basketball team had before they played Mississippi State yesterday, they did outside on the roof at the hotel.
Very cool. How's the team doing?
Yeah.
How's the team doing?
Oh, doing good. I mean, to make a long story really short, that was the best basketball game MSU has played from beginning to end in the entire season. And at the end of the day, what we saw against Mississippi State football club was what MSU can be when it's dialed in and everybody's given maximum effort. And at the end of the day, made shots, played great defense against a really good team. And now up next, you get to play North Carolina.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about the defense. I'm seeing a lot of that, and they're also saying that, you know, March seems to be Izzo's magical month. It just does. He just always does really well in the month of March. What do we need to do to beat the number one seed?
You know, it's interesting. There are some games, Mary Ellen, when it comes to North Carolina, we've played them a bunch over the years, that you look at them and you go, well, I don't know, they're pretty good. And you think, well, maybe we can win. And the only time I've ever looked at these guys and I thought we didn't really have a shot unless they helped us, and that was when we played him for the national title in Detroit in 09, because that was maybe the best college basketball team I've seen in my life. And we were pretty good, but not good enough. These guys, it's interesting. They won the Atlantic Coast Conference regular season. They're really good. They got some really nice players. But as you look at them, you don't see what you saw when we played Mississippi State or Purdue. You don't see those guys that look like they'll rip your head off. It's more of a finesse-looking group. And defensively, they don't seem as quick as, say, what we saw yesterday or what we saw in the Big Ten a little bit.
Right.
And so, now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these guys aren't great, because they're really good. But what I'm saying is, I like the matchups here. I think defensively, we're probably better. The last three games, and I was just working on it, Michigan State's Achilles heel has been, among other things, can't rebound, which is odd for a Tom Izzo team. But the last three games, especially the last two, against really good rebounding teams, that's not the case. MSU's winning those battles. So now you go, okay, what's it boil down to? This sounds really crazy and simple, but I think MSU will hang on the boards, might be better defensively, but at the end of the day, you just got to make shots. And we made a lot of shots yesterday.
Right.
I'm not talking about like Oakland making 10 threes. We just made shots all over the place. And the only time Mississippi State actually got close was when MSU got on a little spurt where they got a little crazy with the basketball. And every time they turn it over, the other guy scored. So at the end of the day, how simple is basketball, right? Make your shots and don't turn it over. How about that?
Exactly. Stephen Izzo got to get into the game? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's really cool. It's really cool. And, and Davis Smith, who is the son of one of our greatest players of all time, he got in the game as well and made a three, and that was unbelievable.
Wow.
And so that there's a lot of fun going on here. And the NCAA tournament's a special little world, and when you get to hang out in it, crazy things can happen, like what happened to Oakland. And
isn't that something? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You get heroes are created. They get a little piece of immortality, and dreams are realized. And we've been in this thing 26 straight times.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty
and
amazing.
And so, well, nobody's ever done it. At least no coach has ever done it before. And if one for COVID, it'd be 27. So at the end of the thing, we get to play in the world of magic a little bit. And people will say Carolina is better, and I'm not going to argue that one. But all I got is, you don't have to be the best team. You just have to be the best team for 40 minutes.
There you go.
Is Kentucky better than Oakland 9 out of 10? Probably.
Right.
But they weren't yesterday.
No, they were not. No.
So we're hoping that we're the better guys. And then if you want to get really crazy with this thing, if we can get by the Tar Heels tomorrow,
yeah,
this whole thing shapes up real nice for Michigan State.
Yeah, it does. I was thinking about our seniors. How's Malik Hall doing?
You know, it's really interesting. Malik is having a great end of his senior year. And, you know, sometimes he's been inconsistent, but we don't talk a lot about it, but sometimes I wish we would. If you can go online and Google the journey, they did a whole big thing about him, his mom, his family, and his father, who's got dementia way early in Malik's life, and his health has been dicey, and people go, wow, Malik didn't play well today.
Mm.
Well, some of that is he's wondering if his father's going to survive another problem.
Yeah.
And he has overcome a lot. He's playing his best basketball now. And I just think he's a really special guy.
I do, too. I really, really do. I know this team means a lot to you. Somebody asked me on, they said, you need to find out when Tom Izzo is going to retire. And if he retires, we'll go with him.
You know, it's funny. That's come up a couple times.
I know.
So I said, Tom, don't you retire. But I get asked a lot about Tom. And, you know, it's interesting. Basketball is his hobby. He loves basketball. And I know it makes him weary sometimes. And we're in changing times, which is tough for an old school guy, I think. But at the end of the day, what else is he going to do, Mary Ellen?
I know.
He doesn't fish. He doesn't golf. I mean, this is what he does.
This is his life, yeah.
And if you ask Steven, hey, when you hang out with your dad, what do you guys do? Watch basketball. I mean, it's what they do. And so, I don't know. He's got a really good class coming in, and he doesn't look like a guy ready to retire.
No, he doesn't to me, and neither do you.
I hope not, you know.
So just curious, take us through, like, today. What does the team do the day before a big game in Charlotte? What do they do today?
Well, it started last night. And see, we caught a break here because being the first game yesterday, we got, like, a whole day to get ready that normally you don't get when you play a night game. And there was no doubt we were going to play North Carolina. They weren't going to beat Wagner. I mean, Wagner wasn't going to beat North Carolina, so we had a break there. So, in essence, as soon as we got back to the hotel, these guys always eat. I don't know why they're not, like, really fat. They eat all the time.
If I ate with those guys every day, I know.
I'd be, like, 500 pounds.
I know. They're always eating stuff all the time. I know,
but and it works for them. And so, anyway, what happens, we get back here, and they immediately hop into North Carolina. I mean, the video, the studies already, the scouts are already, and it's really cerebral after the game. So you have to really know your opponent. You got to know your assignments. And the great thing about Tom's teams, they're pretty smart when it comes to basketball. They don't have to go on the floor to get it. They do a lot of it right in the video room, and they see it and they understand it. Mm-hmm. And so what we'll do today, we'll have like a practice, probably a couple hours, and just go through what they've done and come back, and it's continual rest, study.
Yeah.
And then the other good thing for us, by having a 5:30 tip tomorrow, mm-hmm. that's more rest for us.
There you go.
Because you can't shoot with tired legs.
No.
And so I just think that's what it is. It's study, it's rest. A little bit of basketball practice, but not much.
Yeah. Well, I've got my fingers and my toes crossed, and we will have the game here on 92.1 WGHN. Well, maybe you'll bring some warm weather back. I hope that you do, because it's cold.
I'm working on it.
I hope so. All right. Good luck to the Michigan State Spartans, and thanks for checking in, Will. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. I want to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Yes.